Tantor Audio, a division of Recorded Books, presents Killer Characters by Ellery Adams, narrated by Karen White. Friends should be like books, few but hand-selected. C.J. Langenhoven. "You have been my friend," replied Charlotte. "That in itself is a tremendous thing." E.B. White, Charlotte's Web. Chapter 1. The flesh would shrink and go, the blood would dry, but no one believes in his mind of minds or heart of hearts that the pictures do stop. Saul Bellow. "All I think about is death," said Laurel Hobbs to her friend and fellow Bayside book writer Olivia Limoges. After uttering this morose remark, Laurel pushed her empty mug closer to the edge of the table and glanced around Grumpy's Diner in search of Dixie. "I know I sound selfish and whiny, but death has become the theme of my life. Death and dying. It hangs in each room of our house, like a light fixture or a pair of curtains. Steve and I whisper about the inevitable moment before we go to sleep at night. When will it happen? Will we be forewarned? Or will it be sudden? Will there be a phone call in those dead hours between midnight and dawn?" She reached behind her head and tightened her ponytail of honey blonde hair. "Even the twins are depressed. They can see their grandmother withering day by day." Olivia nodded in sympathy. "It sounds really hard."